August 24, 1915. The creative power of the divine will multiplies one act for all, and provides the likeness to God. Continuing in my usual state, as soon as my always adorable Jesus came, I gave him a kiss, telling him, "My Jesus, if it were possible, I would like to give you the kiss of all the creatures, so I would satisfy your love, by bringing them all to you. And Jesus, my daughter, if you want to give me the kiss of all, kiss me in my will, because my will, containing the creative virtue, contains the power to multiply one act into many acts, as many as you want. In this way, you will give me the contentment as if all had kissed me, and you will have the merit as if you had made everyone kiss me, while all the creatures will receive the effects according to their own dispositions. One act in my will contains all possible imaginable goods. You will find an image of this in the light of the sun. The light is one, but this light multiplies itself in all the glances of creatures. The light remains always one, one single act, but not all the glances of creatures enjoy the same light. Some, of weak sight, need to put their hand before their eyes, almost not to be blinded by the light. Others, blind, do not enjoy this light at all, but this is not due to a defect of the light, rather, to a defect in the sight of the creatures. Therefore, my daughter, if you desire to love me for all, your love will flow in my will, if you do this in it. And since my will fills heaven and earth, I will hear your I love you being repeated in heaven, around me, inside of me, on earth, and it will multiply itself from every point, for as many acts as my will can do. So, it can give me the satisfaction of the love of all, because the creature is limited and finite, while my will is immense and infinite. How can those words which I pronounced in creating man, "We make man in our image and likeness," be explained? How could a creature, so incapable, ever resemble me and be my image? Only in my will could she arrive at this, because by making it her own, she arrives at acting in the divine manner. And through the repetition of these divine acts she arrives at resembling me, becoming my perfect image. It happens as to that child who, by repeating the acts which he observes in his teacher, becomes like him. So, the only thing that makes the creature be like me is my will. This is why I have so much interest that the creature, making it her own, may fulfill the purpose for which she was created.